This is what I do. I travel around the country making people laugh. I don't like traveling right now. They beefed up security at LAX. You can't have your family or friends drop you at the airport. So then you have to have a certified taxi or a limo with a guy named Momar with a turban. Oh, I'm very comforted. I'm looking at his photo on a placard. That's one of them right there. The guy turns to me. What airline? Just drop me here. I'll walk from Sepulveda. And they're not making me feel any better with those security screening questions they ask you when you get there. They go, has anyone else packed your bag? You think you're going to crack a terrorist with that question? Oh, yes, the way you looked at me, it must have been I packed a bomb. I have dynamite in my shoe. And now they have National Guard is out in all the airports. And they're wearing camouflage in an airport. Who the hell are they fooling? You think people are going, is that a bush with a gun? They want to disguise them, dress them as a trash can or something like that. I fly the safe way. I just fly on Southwest. Ain't nobody taking that damn plane down. I went over to the counter at the airport. How much do you? Chip in for gas. That'll be all right. If you want to get out, pull the cord. What a plane this was. I think it was a Boeing 7 or something like that. You know, I can't stand those. They always want your seat back up for safety precautions. Like, there's this big difference between this and this right here. Boy, I'm living on the edge right now, baby. Check it out. I'm a man of danger. Oh, here she comes, safe and secure. Been doing a lot of benefits since 9/11. I did this benefit in the audience where these race car drivers. Now, I don't follow driving, but there was a driver. You ever hear this guy? His name is Dick Trickle. Have you heard of this guy? Dick Trickle. What kind of parents did he have? There's a lot better names that go with Trickle than Dick. Tell me he didn't get a wedgie in high school. Imagine roll call, Trickle Dick, looking for Trickle Dick. Gotta watch what you name your kid. How about the skier, Peekaboo Street? Her name's Peekaboo. What's her brother's name? I see you. Time for supper, Peekaboo, I see you. Get in there. The soccer player, Mia Hamm. Mia Hamm, you a provolone. Did a golf benefit a couple weeks ago. My golfing partner was Ray Romano, which is really cool because my son loves Ice Age and he does the voice of Mammy the Mammoth. So my son, he's 3 years old, I always do voices for him. Hey, it's Buddy the Dinosaur. So I thought he loved meeting Mammy, you know? So I go, hey, Justin, this is Mammy. And Ray says to him, hi, I'm Mammy. My son goes, my daddy does it better than you. Of course, Ray's making $12 million a minute. I'm here in a shopping center. That is a great show, though. But I'll tell you, he is the slowest golfer on the planet. He analyzes every shot. 10 minutes later, he hits a damn thing. That show should be called Everybody Loves Rain Man. He's walking around all day. I'm an excellent driver. Yeah, definitely can't putt. My son does love videos, though. He loves Thomas the Tank Engine. That's his favorite. Anybody with kids have to love Thomas the Tank Engine? You know what I'm talking about? And you have to buy them all the trains, too. They have all these names, Donald and Toby, and they're like 25 bucks a piece. Anyway, my son's playing with him one time at this restaurant, and the waitress comes over, and she goes, oh, Thomas the Tank Engine, is Thomas your favorite? And my son says, no, I like Percy. But unfortunately, he can't pronounce his R's yet. Do you get the picture? The whole restaurant hears my son go, I like pussy. Daddy does too. That's why you're here.